Jennifer Nebelsick Lowry, T Area Superintendent of Schools.
All right, Doctor, what we're talking about is the vote. It was, I don't think you could get it much closer, could you?
No. 59.88% of the voters said yes, and 40.12% said no.
And how razor thin was it? Have you been able to figure that out yet? Or?
Two votes. We're two votes shy of passing it.
Boy, you know, if nothing else, and it's got nothing to do directly with this story, but I often talk to people, well, what am I my vote doesn't count, you know, they'll say, but isn't this amazing? I mean, let's face it. That just shows you how important voting is, and especially in local elections and local bond issues.
Absolutely. We had a 42.4% voter turnout, which for a local election is a very good turnout. I mean, sadly, we're not up in the 80% for everybody to get their viewpoint across, but if this hasn't taught you that, yes, your vote counts, and an opportunity to talk to your kids about the democratic process and learning and how much your vote and your opinion and the importance of educating yourself on an issue is, I don't know of a better life lesson in the democratic process here in America.
That's for sure. Well, you know, you obviously wouldn't be so so interested in these bond issues down T, which is ever-growing, and unless you actually need it, the facilities. What can you do? I mean, where do you go from here?
You know, where we go from here is a very difficult question that the board is going to have to look at. The board is going to have to look at our long-range plan, our needs as we are looking at over 170 kindergartners next year between our junior kindergarten and kindergarten program, the reality that we are using four stick buildings, which are not attached to the inside of our normal school building for second grade classrooms, the reality that our high school is utilizing three throughout the day and is increasing to four stick buildings next year. The district isn't stopping growing. It's the 16th largest school district for the number of students in the state. And 59.88% of the public are saying move forward. So what the board's going to do will be an interesting study and very important as we journey as Titans.
Well, you know, in the new school year, that's where you always see growth, it seems to me, in these kinds of issues is the kids at the lower levels because the parents are coming in and here's the kids. Do you have any idea about temporary measures? I mean, another stick building or what's the story?
We do have an additional stick building out in the at the junior kindergarten through second grade. So if we go to seven sections, we would push out to that building. If it continues, the board will have to look at increasing class sizes. The T Area School District has been very adamant about small class sizes, especially in our primary grades where we're teaching children to learn, to read. The research on teaching children to read is powerful, and the importance of that proficient reading by the end of third grade. And so that has been a goal of the district to keep those class sizes low. And honestly, it might have to be looked at as we have to have room for the kids.
Right. And I've asked you a million questions, Doctor. Anything you'd like to add that we haven't touched upon? Any thoughts that you have?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to visit, and I appreciate the voters. And the law is 60%, and so we respect the law. And we will continue to fight for our kids and what we believe in.